It's Thursday, September 12th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Hurricane Francine made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 2 storm Wednesday afternoon, with the National Hurricane Center warning it could cause potentially widespread power outages and yield life-threatening storm surge and inland flooding as it approaches the Louisiana coast. Francine was downgraded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time to a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour as it passed some 35 miles west-northwest of New Orleans, while almost 400,000 customers were without power throughout Louisiana. Storm's torrential rains continued to inundate streets in New Orleans and across coastal areas of Louisiana and Mississippi. In other news, inflation eased in August to a new 3-year low, teeing up the Federal Reserve to begin gradually reducing interest rates at a meeting next week. The Consumer Price Index climbed 2.5% from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department, decreasing from 2.9% in July and extending its cooling streak to 5 months. Core inflation, a measure that excludes volatile food and energy costs, held roughly steady at 3.2%. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal had expected overall prices to have risen 2.6% from a year ago, as well as a 3.2% increase in core prices. As a result, the S&P 500 veered as much as 1.6% lower before rebounding to a 1.1% gain by the closing bell. In world news, North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea on Thursday, its neighbor said, days after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to put his nuclear force fully ready for battle with its rivals. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the missiles launched from North Korea's capital flying about 220 miles before landing in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida instructed officials to ensure the safety of ships and aircraft, but there were no reports of damage. The reported flight distances suggest the missiles were designed to attack targets in South Korea. In trilateral phone talks, diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. condemned the launches that they said threatens regional and international peace. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command separately reaffirmed that the U.S. security commitment to South Korea and Japan remains ironclad. Meanwhile, a coalition of Canadian business groups is calling on the country's Liberal government to intervene to head off a potential strike by Air Canada pilots as soon as next week. The Canadian Chamber of Commerce, along with over 90 industry and local business groups, said in a letter sent Wednesday that Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon should act quickly, as he did in ending last month's freight rail labour disruption, as pilots at Canada's flagship carrier threaten a walkout that would strand passengers and disrupt the country's supply chain network. The business groups want McKinnon to order binding arbitration should the pilots' union and Air Canada fail to reach a deal. Swift action will ensure that a fair and sustainable resolution can be achieved, ensuring the stability and continuity of operations that are so vital to Canada's prosperity, the letter said. And the 155-year-old Campbell Soup Company plans to drop soup from its corporate name, rebranding as the Campbell's Company. More consumers are reaching for snacks and ditching ready-to-serve soups, and the company has brought up other food lines to grab them. In addition to its lineup of soups, Campbell now owns snack brands like Goldfish, Snyder's of Hanover, Cape Cod, Pepperidge Farm, and others. Campbell also recently bought Savos Brands, maker of popular Italian food brands like Rao's Sauces. Although soup is an important part of Campbell's business, it's now a smaller portion of its sales. Last year, Campbell's snack sales grew 13%, while its soups grew 3%. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.